afternoon. You're listening to the Andy Zenker Youth Empowerment Program. My name is Leah. I'm from Cologne, Germany, and this year I am living as an exchange student in Parachute, Colorado. I attend Grand Valley High School. Today I am going to tell you about my experience and what you have to do to study abroad. I've been here for the past 8 months, staying with my amazing host parents, Krista and Sean Whitmore. I've had a great experience so far. I made friends, went to my first football game, went to prom, and even moved cows. Within the last 8 months, Colorado really became my home. I have never imagined that I would love it so much. It's not a trip or vacation, it's a second life. I got the idea to be an exchange student when I met a girl who told me that she would spend the school year 2016-17 in the US. I had thought about going abroad before, but I was not brave enough to say I would go and live in a foreign country far away from my family for a year. So after I had talked about it with her, I started to think more and more about it. But I thought it would be too late to apply for 2016-17 since it was already March. Last year, I also started to realize I would like to go to university abroad. I talked to my parents about it, and my mom started to inform herself. Then, all of a sudden, she said that I could still apply for an exchange program. My answer was, okay, I'm gonna do it. She looked a little surprised because she did not expect my answer, but then we talked to my dad and started to inform us. The time before I left. Be brave, take risks, nothing can substitute experience. The following weeks and months, I had a lot of ups and downs, from being super excited and happy to being scared and not wanting to go anymore. There was a lot of paperwork to be filled out, various shots, and then I had to wait for a host family. Every day I checked my emails, and every day I was disappointed when I didn't have one. But then one Monday in June, while I was eating dinner, my mom came in and said, "Leah, I got an email from your exchange organization, and it says host family." I was super excited and screamed and literally sprinted to the computer to check the email. And really, I found an email with all the information about my host family. I spent the rest of the evening with telling my friends and family that I had a host family. Goodbyes are not forever, goodbyes are not the end. They simply mean I'll miss you till we meet again. Probably the hardest part was saying goodbye to my family. The moment when you are at the airport and you know that you'll hug them for the last time in 10 months. And then you have to do the final step through the safety control. I was totally crying when I did this, and I'm sure the people waiting in line with me thought I was crazy, but I did not care at all. I just turned around and waved at my parents. Packing my life in a suitcase. That is so true. It took me a while to figure out what to take and what to leave, but thanks to vacuum bags, the only problem was the weight limit. So when I left, I had one big suitcase, a small suitcase, a personal item, and a laptop bag. According to my airline, I was allowed to take all this. Well, as it goes, when I left New York after 2 days, the American airline suddenly told me that I would have too much hand luggage. It took me a while, but I found a way to pack differently. Deciding what to take and not to take can be really hard and time-consuming. I would recommend to pack your suitcase a few weeks before you actually leave, just to see if everything fits, to write a pack list and to unpack it again. I'm a girl gone international because I am more comfortable when outside my comfort zone. As an exchange student, you definitely have to step out of your comfort zone. A lot of things are so different than at home. When I arrived here, everything was new to me. The food, the people, the landscape, and of course the school. I also had to adjust to the time difference between Germany and America. It is 8 hours. So when I go to bed in the evening, my parents get up for work because they have 6 o'clock in the morning. But going out of my comfort zone was really not that hard. It sometimes challenged me for sure, but it formed me a lot. I think I became more and more mature, independent, and self-confident as the year went on. 10 months of your exchange student life will be with you forever. During the last months, I have had so many great experiences. Not only the big things, but the small things, as hanging out at lunch with my friends, things that get normal after a while, other things I will probably miss the most. Here are a few things I did within the past 8 months. In November, I went to Wyoming with my host parents to move cows. It was an awesome experience. We rode for 10 hours, about 20 miles. In December, I went to state cheer competition in Denver. It was so much fun. I went to Colorado Close Up. In 3 days, we learned a lot about the Colorado government, went to the Supreme Court, the CBN station, visited a meeting of the legislature. It was so interesting and so much fun. I had my first track competition, got to know how it feels to run against other people and how satisfying it is to finish a race and to know that I did it. I went to all the dances in school, I haven't missed one. Back to school dance, homecoming, winterfest, and next weekend I will go to prom. I got the flu, definitely one of the worst parts of this year, but it is a different experience. In the beginning I was homesick, but my host parents took really good care of me and tried to make me happy, and it worked. A totally new experience was Thanksgiving. We went to my host mom's parents. The whole family came together. We spent 2 fun days with eating, playing games, and just hanging out as a family. Host family, a normal family which opens its doors to experience a new culture and give students a second home. The host family is probably the most important part of the exchange year. At the beginning, I was a little worried how it will be to live in a foreign family with people I didn't know. Now I'm so close with my host parents. I was really lucky. Not only the students are excited and nervous, the host families as well. They decide to share their life with a person they have never met. They sure hope that it'll work out, that they will have a great experience and a good relationship. The best case scenario always is to have a lifelong relationship with the host child or parents. Not always everybody gets along with the host family as well as I do. Sometimes it simply does not work out. In this case, a family change is possible. Before that happens, the local coordinator tries to find a solution together with the student and the host family. A switch is the last step. My name is Leah, and today I am telling you my story about living as an exchange student in Parachute, Colorado. Friends and family visiting during the exchange year. It is pretty common that family members like parents and siblings come to visit during or especially at the end of the year. My parents decided not to come this year and rather come back with me next year, so that I can see my host family and my friends again. We would combine it with traveling through the country to see different things. It is also possible that friends come and visit. That was what happened in my case. One of my closest friends from Germany came to live with my host family and me for 10 days. We had a great time together. It was so good to see her again and made me so happy. I'm so thankful that my host parents allowed it and treated her like a family member. We did a lot of fun stuff, went to Rifle Falls, to Glenwood Springs at Winter Park, prom dress shopping, and of course to school. She got to experience an American high school, and I have somebody who knows how it actually looks here and who understands how much I love it here. I had never thought about a friend coming and visit me. I thought it was crazy, but then suddenly it happened. School in America compared to Germany. Before I came to Grand Valley High School, I had no idea how different schools in America are. When my normal school day in Germany ends at 1 p.m., I have school until 4 p.m. plus practice until 6 p.m. here. In the beginning, that was kind of hard for me, especially because school was harder for me since I had language barriers that are gone now. It took me forever to do my homework. During football and basketball season, I was a cheerleader. I wanted to try it because, to me, it is something typical American. I really enjoyed the time because it was something totally different. In Germany, we do not have school sports like in the US. If you want to participate in a sport, you usually have to do it in your free time outside of school. I think it's great that American students have the opportunity to do sports in school. It is so good for the school spirit. Now that cheerleading is over, I started track and field, and I have to say I enjoy it even more than cheerleading. I just really like to run and compete. I like supporting my teammates and having fun at the meets. I love the feeling of being exhausted but happy. I found a new hobby in track, a sport I would have never tried in Germany. Another big difference between the American and German schools is the schedule system. In Germany, I have a different schedule at each day of the week. Here, I have the same schedule every day and no free periods like in Germany. If a teacher is sick here, I get a substitute. If my teacher is sick in Germany and I am an upperclassman, I get a free period. Another thing that is a huge difference, and I have mentioned earlier, is the school spirit. Something that unfortunately does not exist in German schools. I really like that American students are proud of the school they go to and that they support each other, that they come to games and cheer for their team. A lot of exchange students say that school in America is way easier than in Germany. I think you can't say it in general. Yes, school here is easy, but not necessarily easier, at least not if your school offers AP for all, like my high school does. If somebody would ask me what school system I like better, the American or the German one, I think I could not exactly answer the question, because both have their advantages and disadvantages. If I could change one thing in my German school, it would probably be the 4 days a week rule. Here I go to school from Tuesday through Friday, in Germany from Monday through Friday, and one more day of weekend would definitely be nice. Holidays away from home. Another thing I was worried about was how it would be to spend the holidays like Christmas and Easter away from home, away from my family. But it really wasn't that bad. December was the hardest month so far, though. Christmas time is usually a time you spend with your family. Since my parents were so far away, I missed them and was homesick too. My house parents knew that it was hard for me and made it way easier for me to be away from home. I learned about some typical American Christmas traditions and taught them the German ones, like Christmas cookies that are tradition during Christmas time in Germany. On Christmas Eve, I Skyped with my parents, what also really helped. In the evening, we went to church and spent it with my host mom's brother and his family. It was a wonderful day, even if I wasn't home. New Year's Eve was another day I was a little scared of, but here my worries were for no reason too. We went to Glenwood Springs Adventure Park, spent a fun day and watched my host mom's niece sing in the evening. Because of their time difference, my parents had 2017 before us, which was kind of funny that we lived in two different years. The last holiday I was a little worried about was my birthday, for no reason. I had a wonderful 17th birthday, even if I could not spend it with my parents and had to go to school. I talked to my parents and my aunt and got a lot of lovely messages from all my friends in Germany and America. My host mom Krista sent me flowers to school. It was so cute. In the evening, we went out and had dinner all together. It was a lot of fun. My name is Leah, and today I am telling you my story about living as an exchange student in Parachute, Colorado. Every year, millions of students from all over the world go to study abroad. Have you ever thought about going yourself? Everybody can go, no matter if you know the language or not. You go to learn it, to experience the culture, and live an amazing year. How to start? The first thing you should do is to inform yourself about different exchange agencies, about the different program options they have. Also get information about the prices. An exchange year is not cheap, but there are a bunch of scholarships that will either pay for the whole program or pay for part of it. But to get those, you have to apply almost a year early. So it is important that you start to plan your exchange year ahead of time. Since I applied so late, I missed those opportunities. Once you've found an organization, contact it, and then they will contact you to invite you to an interview. I was a little bit scared of my interview, but it is really not that bad. They asked me some questions about me, why I want to do an exchange year, what expectations I have. Then I had to answer some questions in English as well. But to be able to speak the language of the country you're going to is not necessarily required, because you're gonna learn the language as soon as you're there. A few days after the interview, the organization will contact you and tell you if you're accepted or not. Don't worry, it is really, really rare that people don't get accepted. Now the paperwork will start, and believe me, it is a lot. You're going to fill out information about you, write a letter to your future host family, etc. Once they are sent to your agency, you have to wait, one of the hardest parts. The 10 biggest differences between Germany and America. First of all, the sizes. No matter if it's the milk bottle, the store, or the number of pencils in a box, in America, everything is bigger than in Germany. The school schedule. In an American high school, the schedule is the same every day. In a German school, we have a different schedule for every day of the week. People ask me all the time what I like better, but I honestly can't tell. Both have advantages and disadvantages. The school spirit. The school spirit in an American school is amazing. The students identify themselves with their school, are proud to be part of it. In Germany, something like school spirit does not exist. We do not have assemblies or similar things where the different classes compete against each other, in games and stuff. National pride. Americans are proud to be Americans. The national anthem is played before every sport event, no matter if high school or professional. In school, we say the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. In Germany, we sing the national anthem before professional sport events. We do not have something like the Pledge of Allegiance. The language. Obviously, the biggest difference between the two countries are the languages, German and English. I am so glad that German is my native language, because I think it is way harder to learn German than English. I have been learning English for 7 years, plus a little bit in elementary school. The gun laws. In Germany, we have really strict gun laws. You cannot just go into a store and buy a gun or carry it with you on the street. In America, instead, you can have as much guns as you want and can shoot just for fun. I sometimes think it's kind of scary to know that everybody can carry a gun here. Distances, especially in the west of the US, long distances are normal. It is nothing special if you need about an hour or more to the next bigger city. Since Germany is smaller, places are closer together. For example, I live only 45 minutes away from Cologne, a city with about 1 million citizens. The variety is compared to America way lower. Dances in school. In America, you typically have different dances like homecoming and prom throughout the year. In Germany, we do not have dances in school at all. School sports. School sports are taken really seriously. They practice every day after school. In Germany, most students do not offer sports after school. You have to find a club on your own in your free time. If a school in Germany should offer sports, they only practice once a week and barely compete. You build a life for 16 years and you leave it for 10 months. You build a life for 10 months and you leave it for forever. Which one is harder? Definitely the last one. Even if I have a few months left and I am looking forward to see my German family and friends again, I can barely believe that I will leave my American family, friends and school. Shortly, leave my American life, my American dream behind me. I would have never imagined that the States will become my second home, that I will have a family in two parts of the world. I am so lucky with my host parents. They treat me like their own child and love me, and I love them. The time after my exchange year. Right now, I have about 12 weeks left in my American dream, and I already know that it'll be so hard for me to leave my American home. It probably will be harder than leaving Germany, because I knew I would see my family and friends again after a year. But I cannot say for sure when I will come back to America. Did this exchange year make me grow as a person? Yes, it definitely did. I became more independent, self-confident, and mature. Now that my year's almost over, I wonder how it'll be when I come back home. The crazy part about going home is I leave home to come back home. The quote, "I will never be completely home again, having friends and family in two parts of the world," truly applies for me. I am looking forward to seeing my parents and German friends again, and I think once I am back, I will be happy too. It is just so hard to imagine right now. I definitely want to work as a volunteer for my German agency so that I can talk about my experience and hopefully get more people to go on an exchange year. I also want to talk about it in school to advertise it to kids from my school that they can see how amazing this opportunity is. I will also pay attention to the little things that I did not appreciate before, like certain food that my mom cooks or being closer to a bigger city. When I come back, I'll have 2 more years of school left. During those 2 years, I will be looking for colleges in America because I definitely want to come back, live and go to college abroad. I also hope that I can figure out what I want to do after school. Right now, I am a little bit lost. You're listening to the Andy Zenker Youth Empowerment Program.